Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time. Only at Whole Foods Market.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. I went with stripes today. Daring, I know. Stylish, daring. I rolled with it. J-Mac is joining us. Okay. Herd hierarchy in 1 minute. Greg Olson in about five. J-Mac, you were right. You called the Niners last night. That defense is so physical, totally discombobulated the Rams. We know McVay and Stafford are really good. They can't get in the end zone. They average three and a half yards a play.
Zero explosive plays. Zero plays of 20 yards or more. Debo Samuel had two himself. By the way, a lot of people coming after me for the pile inspector comment about Jalen Ramsey. Did you see him try to tackle Debo Samuel in the open field, Colin?
I thought of that. Did you see McGlinchey, the right tackle, the video that's out making fun of him?
Yes.
Well, Deion Sanders was a pile inspector.
You can't say that. He will come after you. Jalen Ramsey's not coming. Deion Sanders will come after you. But it's good to see that athletes are watching the show and enjoying our takes. I can't wait for the Herd hierarchy, by the way. I'm geeked about this.
Now, you guys out there, a team wins, they've got to be in. I'm looking holistically. What can you do? What can you sustain? So here we go. The Herd hierarchy top 10.
Herd hierarchy.
Time is now. Let's go.
The top 10 NFL teams according to college. Number 10.
Minnesota. Yeah, they thumped Green Bay and dominated them. Oh, by the way, their only loss on the road, Monday Night Football, to maybe the best team in the league, Philadelphia. Kirk Cousins, 34 straight games with a touchdown pass. They're not flashy. They can't blow you away. But they've got upcoming games against the Bears, the Dolphins without Tua, the Cardinals, and the Commanders. So get ready for a 7-1 football team. Again, I think there is a ceiling and there are limitations. But the personnel offensively is excellent. Like Garoppolo, they have a guy that can get it out quickly. I have the Vikings, who thumped Green Bay at 10.
Number 9.
Listen, again, the Jaguars got housed in Philadelphia. It's not the end of the world. Excellent front seven, all sorts of weapons. Trevor Lawrence, three straight games with multiple touchdowns. It's not a work of art. They're young. They make mistakes. but they've played three of their first four games on the road. Now they start to get some home cooking against the Texans and the Giants and the Broncos and the Raiders. The schedule goes home, softens up, and I like what I see all over the field. There's weapons. Trevor Lawrence continues to grow. Jags at 9.
Number 8.
I don't know really what to do with the Dolphins. I like so much about them. I don't know what you're going to do without Tua, but I don't think Bridgewater is a huge fall off. I like Tua more than Bridgewater, but I think they're still going to be a really good football team. The only loss this season came on a short week against Cincinnati, a fairly desperate team. Their offense, this is a big stat. Their offense ranks second in yards per play at 6.4. That's a Vegas stat. They are explosive. And like San Francisco, Tua and Garoppolo get the ball out quickly to guys who were phenomenal after the catch. I think they're going to win a bunch of games with Teddy Bridgewater. If you got to play Bridgewater for a month, I looked at their schedule this morning. They got the Texans on the board. They got the Jets next. Steelers, Lions, Bears. I think you go a month with Bridgewater and you win most of those games. I still like Miami.
Number 7.
I'm going to go Bengals. They did beat Miami. Listen, their defense is number 8 in the NFL. They've only allowed 5 touchdowns all year. That's second to the Cowboys. The other thing is Joe Burrow, major surgery, didn't practice or play in the preseason. Bumpy opening week. What's Joe Burrow in his last 3 games? 6 TDs, no turnovers, and a passer rating of 107. Joe Burrow is back, baby, and he's got a little interview with me later today. Joe Burrow's back.
Number 6.
The weirdest team in the league is the Ravens. Okay, first of all, they've lost 5 straight games at home. Huh? Baltimore's always great at home. Secondly, their defense has the most takeaways in the league, but the worst pass defense in the league. They're great in the first half, not in the second. I find them a weird team. But I love the staff. I love the owner. I love the front office. I love Lamar Jackson. They can win any game and lose any game. But they are a strange team that suddenly now is better away from home than at home. I thought they were better than Miami when they played. They just had a bad last 8 minutes. I have the Ravens at 6.
Number 5.
49ers. Their defense leads the NFL in the scoring defense. Only team holding their opponents under 4 yards a play. Only team that's not allowed a touchdown in the first half this season. And they are physical. I mean, they pushed the Rams around the field last night. These guys, I got to tell you something. They're my favorite team in the league to watch. That is my favorite kind of football. Big, tough, physical, dominating, in your kitchen. Trent Williams gone at left tackle, so I can't put him higher for a month, but I'll have them at 5.
Number 4.
Listen, I don't care. The Bucs have lost back-to-back to Kansas City and Green Bay. Now they have all their receivers. Listen, they've got the Falcons, Steelers, and Panthers coming up. So the 2-2 Bucs are going to be the 5-2 Bucs. They've got their players back. Brady leads the NFL in touchdown-to-interception ratio. It is remarkable they're competitive with Kansas City and competitive with Green Bay, considering the hemorrhaging of players on the offensive side. This is still, I watched that Kansas City game and I thought, once they get healthy up and running, you don't want any piece of this team, in the NFC especially.
Number 3.
The Bills. Listen, they still lead the NFL in point differential, yardage differential. They've outscored opponents 44-0 in the third quarter, which means their coaching staff is great with adjustments. Their offense leads the NFL in first downs. Don't go crazy here. They got cluster injuries on the back end. It hurt them against Miami, hurts them against Baltimore. They're missing 3 of their top 4 starters. They've got injuries all over the secondary and D-line. I do think their lack of a running game outside of Josh Allen, they will pay the price for that probably in the postseason. But they're an avalanche coming downhill. You don't want to be a skier when they're healthy. I like the Bills a lot at 3.
Number 2.
Philadelphia, only remaining undefeated team. 36 big plays. This is the mythology of Jalen Hurts. Well, you know, he didn't throw the ball down the field. They lead the NFL, not the Chiefs, in big plays, 36. Their O-line and D-line, maybe the best O-line, D-line combination in the NFL. They take the ball away. They've got 9 takeaways. They scheme very good. They take leads on you. Their second half offense has been hit and miss, but I think they're real. Nick Sirianni shocked me. I've never been more wrong on a head coach after a bumpy press conference. I love watching them play like the Niners. They're physical. They're in your face. They make you uncomfortable. Philly at two.
Number one.
I don't know how long I'm going to have them there because their schedule stiffens, but I'm going to give it to the Chiefs. The number two scoring offense, the most creative offensive coach in the league, the best quarterback in the league. Their defense, impossible to run on. They're forcing you to throw the ball. Now, the bad news is they're giving up a lot of yards over the top. You can throw the ball on this team, but and they got to clean that up because they're going to lead most of the games they play late. So that pass defense is going to be on the field in the fourth quarter in the playoffs. That's the only thing I don't like about it. Their pass defense right now is not tight. And they could, by the way, the key is, and they're really a smart organization, they're willing to give up yards through the air. What they won't allow anymore this year, they will not allow you to keep the ball away from Mahomes. So their run defense is much better. So if you got to throw and beat them over the top, okay. But you can't play keep away from Mahomes in this offense. It's very smartly run. I think, let me look right now, they're the best rush defense in the NFL. That is a really good sign. So there's my top 10. All right, McIntyre, take your hat. Oh, I have Green Bay at 11, Dallas and the Rams tied for 12.
Okay, so I'm not going to come after you too hard. Obviously, you know, I've known you for a while, Colin, but the people out there are outraged. I'm just curious, how long do you think Packers fans stuck around waiting to see if they were included?
I have them 11.
Okay, but do you think when we got to 7, they were like, we're not in this list? Well, we didn't make the
cut. Ask me right now, if Tua played, or also, I'll tell you right now, neutral field. Miami beats Green Bay. I have no doubt in my mind. No,
I would disagree with that. Okay, so here's where people are upset.
Romeo Dobbs is going to beat Waddle, Tyreek Hill. This team is weapons, baby.
They do have weapons. So one of the big arguments is, hey, Colin, for the Vikings and Miami, you said look at their upcoming schedules.
Yeah.
Well, the Packers' upcoming schedule is the Giants, and I don't know if you saw, Davis Webb may be the starter.
Yeah, I saw Minnesota and Green Bay play. It wasn't close.
It was not close. Correct. But after that, they have the Jets, Jets, and then Washington, arguably the worst team in the league, beat Jacksonville.
I saw Minnesota Green Bay play.
Yeah.
It wasn't competitive. They thumped them.
So I can't thought to have Vikings 9, Packers 10, Jags out?
Now Jacksonville's, now they go home. Jacksonville, we're getting all worked up over losing to Philadelphia in a rainstorm at home.
Yeah.
That's a hard, who's winning that game outside of the Chiefs and maybe the Bills?
How about the season opening loss to Washington, which is about to fire one of their coordinators?
All right, let's go to Greg Olson, 15 years in the league, multiple time Pro Bowler, Fox Sports. I'm fighting constantly with my staff. I'm fighting with America. No wonder I'm so surly all the time. Okay, so you did Commanders, Cowboys. This week, Cowboys, Rams. So, you know, sometimes you see things, Greg, in a season early, and it's a little fool's gold. You're getting breaks. I think Green Bay's a little fool's gold. Tampa didn't have receivers. I mean, you know, but I look at Dallas's pass rush, and I'm like, the Rams are going to have their hands full. So you saw it last week. What do you make of that front for Dallas?
Yeah, that front for Dallas, I mean, this weekend, that Rams-Cowboys game that we're going to call, they have the best two defensive players in the league. Of course, we all know Aaron Donald. I made the comment during the broadcast. I think Micah Parsons, you have to put up there. I don't know if you say he's above Aaron Donald. I don't know if we can justify that, but he's at least next to him.
Right.
I mean, he's that good. I mean, his ability to play off the ball, his ability to be a pass rusher. Dan Quinn has that group. In the last 2 years, the turnaround that he's done with that defense there is nothing short of remarkable. Trayvon Diggs is a legitimate, you know, there were some concerns. He gives up a lot of yards. He's unbelievable in the back end. He was incredible against Washington last week. That front, that defense, how hard they play. And then when you look at offensively with Dallas, they're playing good football. You know, Cooper Rush, he got a couple breaks. He threw two picks that got offset with penalties, but he's playing winning football. The running backs are running hard. The offensive line is healthy. When you go down Dallas, I'll tell you, I think Mike McCarthy deserves a lot of credit after that week one, you know, setback, that loss at home to Tampa. They thought the sky was falling. They lose Dak, and all they've done is win every game since. But I think it's defensive driven for sure. I think you're spot on. Micah Parsons is every year for the next decade is going to be a defensive player of the year candidate if healthy. And I think Dan Quinn is one of the best defensive coaches in the league, bar none.
Yeah, by the way, they have a young safety for Dallas right now that's playing out of his mind. So that's another good draft pick by Dallas. So, you know, I want to talk about the Tua situation because in the last 15 years, I don't remember a time that I've watched Miami and gone, head coach, check. Left tackle, check. Weapons, check. Corners, check. Their quarterback's it, and I predicted him to be a playoff team. Tua was playing really well. His passer rating's through the roof. And then you and I know players fight to get on the field. But when you get into concussions now, and we watch you wobble and your fingers fence, that changes everything. And I said, I think Bridgewater, I think you could win your next four games with Teddy B. I like Teddy a lot. I think he's as good a backup as the league has. But it is a situation where everybody's a little uncomfortable talking about Tua. What do you think it's like to be, if you were a tight end for that team? You want him out there. You want him protected. It's a little unnerving watching him play. I feel like I do when I watch Alex Smith. When I watch Tua go back now, I'll be like, you know what I mean? Like uncomfortable for him. What do you think it's like in that room, Miami?
Yeah, I mean, the humanity of it, right? Just understanding these are people and understanding that these are guys' lives and their health and whatnot. That's real, right? I mean, we felt that as players. As much as we would put that aside and say, hey, you're asked to do a job, play through injuries, play through being sick, hurt, whatever it is. You know, guys play through things all the time. And I think, unfortunately, we all become numb to it. I think the Tua situation the other night woke people up a little bit to just the realities of what it takes to play in the NFL. And good or bad, right or wrong, it's unfortunately that's the reality. I think as far as it comes to the handling of Tua's situation, I think it's hard for everyone to speculate exactly what went down. Hopefully this NFL/NFLPA joint investigation into the handling coming off the Bills game into the short week that we saw unfold on Thursday night. Hopefully there becomes some clarity. I know the doctor was already let go, so they obviously found some things pretty early on. But my take on it, I've had a lot of people ask me about it. What we've talked a lot about it with our crew at Fox. I think my evaluation is there's two options. Either they followed all of the guidelines, and yeah. I'm not going to sit here and accuse them of not following. We'll find out what the investigation finds. If they followed all the protocols and they followed all the return to play, you know, guidelines that they have in store, both during the Bills game and then leading up into the Thursday night game last week, then the guidelines and the protocols need to be reexamined. Obviously, it didn't do its job. It failed to, but I'm not going to accuse someone of just blatantly disregarding the protocols that were in place. Or they did blatantly disregard the protocols that were in place. And then, of course, heads need to roll and people need to be held accountable. So to me, we got to wait and see which of those two scenarios are exactly what played out. Either way, it's going to continue to be examined. It's going to continue to be re-explored. The NFL does not want to deal with this on a national spotlight. They don't want to see guys get injured. They don't want to see guys get carted off the field. Unfortunately, it's going to happen, but you want to make sure you prevent it at all costs from happening too often. And, you know, we'll see what the investigation into this specific example, and if the protocols were followed and it still failed Tua and put him in harm's way, then those protocols need to be re-explored.
I'm the defender, the lone defender on Jimmy Garoppolo Island. And I've said this, there are more talented quarterbacks in this league. But if you look at Shanahan's system, it's not coincidental that he had Matt Ryan, Matt Schaub, and Cousins in D.C. He works with less mobile quarterbacks who simply get rid of the ball quickly to his receivers. I've said this offense needs Chris Paul. It doesn't need Kobe. It doesn't need Kyler Murray. And people look at Garoppolo and say, well, he's not as talented as blank. And my thing is, he's third in the league in release. Get it out, get it to Debo, get it to Ayuk. I think he works for this off. I think this is a Super Bowl team with him at quarterback. And I know people think I'm out of my gourd, but what do you see with San Francisco?
I think so too. And listen, I hate that Trey Lance got hurt, right? I don't ever wish anyone to get injured. I think the kid is super talented. I think he's got a bright future. I hope he comes back healthy and has the career they drafted him to have. But I think I agree with you. I think for this team, this 2022 version of the 49ers, with how good this D'Amico Ryans led defense. I'll tell you what, I'm super impressed with D'Amico Ryans. That defense is
crazy.
Loaded. What they did, I just got done watching the Rams game, preparing for this week's game. They gave the Rams fit. So they're very good on defense. Their question has always been, they seem to have an injury bug, right? It seems like their best players every year get banged up. Trent Williams is out. Hopefully they get him back. But I think this current team that they have, if it stays healthy, I think Jimmy G is the quarterback that they need. I think he distributes the ball, gets it to Debo. They got to get Kittle a little bit more involved. They have a really dynamic and really fun run game, which I'm not a huge run game guy, but for them, the way they do it, it's really effective. I think with their defense, if they can stay healthy with the combination of their run game, the play caller in Shanahan, and the weapons he has at his disposal, I think he's perfect. Now, is he the next quarterback for the next decade? No. But for this year, is he a playoff-winning quarterback? He had them in the NFC Championship not too long ago and arguably should have beat the Rams, who won the Super Bowl. So I think for whatever reason, this Shanahan-Garoppolo marriage works for this team. And it doesn't mean it would work everywhere. It doesn't mean every quarterback is perfect for every system. But Garoppolo fits this system. All he does is win. And for whatever reason, people don't want to give him a lot of credit for it.
Yeah. Finally, I feel bad for Russell Wilson. Maybe I'm delusional. Geno's crushing in Seattle. But I do think about 75% of coordinators who get a head coaching job, NFL and college, fail. We don't know what Nathaniel Hackett was doing in Green Bay. LaFleur's an offensive guy. Aaron Rodgers has a strong point of view. Maybe he wasn't doing much. But do you think that's a lot of talent on that football team in Denver? How long does Nathaniel Hackett get, Greg, in your experience, before guys in that locker room start looking at each other in the cubicles and we're like, dude, we gotta save ourselves. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. Like, how many weeks do you get as a rookie coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got a while. I think it's so early, right? We're 4 weeks into the season. We're not even a quarter of the way through. So I think he's got some time. I think right now the situation that they have is they're playing so well defensively, and to not have the, you know, I know they're 500, but to not, you know, they should have their record with the way they're playing defense, you know, similar to San Francisco. They could probably say the same thing. They're, you know, they're playing such good defense, holding teams to, you know, under 20 points a game. You got to win, you know, you got to win in the NFL when your defense is holding teams to 12, 14 points. I think the bigger thing at play is the current fad in the NFL is everybody wants the play caller, right? And the only way to get a play caller, the only way to get the offensive mind in the room, and this all started with McVay and Shanahan, you know, the few hiring cycles back, is the only way to get them is you got to make them the head coach. And then you want to build the staff of experience around them to maybe offset some of their inexperience as far as game management and clock management and all the things that a head coach does. But they're so unique and so talented as play designers, as offensive, you know, architects, that you need to get them in your building. Okay, we'll make them the head coach. So I think, you know, if I was ever a head coach, I would never call the plays. But if I was a play caller by trait, and that's why I got my job, you have to build yourself. I mean, think, who did McVay put on his defensive coordinator his first couple years? Wade Phillips, strong-minded, can take care of the defense, almost a pseudo-secondary head coach until McVay got his feet under him. So you see it happen a lot throughout the league. They have that really strong, you know, group of staff around them, especially at the coordinator positions. And it takes some of the pressure off, you know, the game management and understanding when you're deep in the weeds calling offensive plays. There's a lot of other things that are going on around you as the head coach that you need to give your time to. It's not easy. What Andy Reid does is not easy.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of these guys are understanding it's maybe a little bit more difficult than they imagine. And that's why who you bring along as your staff around you is just so important.
Yeah. Great stuff. Greg Olson, Fox Sports. Cowboys Rams this Sunday, the Fox game of the week. Can't wait to watch it. Good seeing you, buddy. You're doing great work for us. Love what you're doing.
Appreciate it. Always good to be on, man. Good seeing you.
All right. Greg Olson. You know, it is with these coordinators. I went this morning, I was talking to our staff and I said, think about college. You can go and get, these are great college programs that had recruiting momentum, stack rosters, winning championships, and then they hired the next coach. And immediately, you're like, whoa! Now that's college, where the margins are huge. In the NFL, margins are tiny. Rams are great, Rams are struggling. But like Florida, Spurrier, Urban Meyer, guys they hired after Ron Zook, Will Muschamp, bomb. Think about the recruiting momentum with Spurrier and Urban. The winning, the culture, the sold-out stadium. I went to big programs, Florida, Michigan, Notre Dame, Tennessee, Texas, USC, Washington. Teams are rolling. Rosters are stacked. A year later, they hire the wrong coach. Ron Zook, Rich Rodriguez, Bob Davey, Charlie Strong, Lane Kiffin, Jim Lambright. You lose all of it. And that's in college. So in the NFL, if you hire Nathaniel Hackett and it doesn't work, you're exposed immediately in a division with Herbert twice, Carr twice, Mahomes twice. So you wake up and you're Denver, and if you go on a 5 or 6 game losing streak, Arizona just said, we're out. Ben McAdoo, we're out. Freddie Kitchens, we're out. Sometimes you just make a mistake. I mean, I watched Lincoln Riley win 11 games 4 years in a row. Oklahoma is a disaster 3-4 games in, 5 games in. Look at their schedule. Like, sometimes you just hired a coordinator. Who's a coordinator? And you got to move off it. But I mean, you in my lifetime, you go back to the early 90s, Washington was a top 5 program. Hire the wrong guy 18 months later, you're just average. That's just what you are. I've seen it happen at Miami, Florida, Texas, Michigan, Notre Dame, USC, over and over again. It's hard. It's really hard. It's virtually impossible to be Sean Payton, Andy Reid, Belichick, or Shanahan. Those are stars. But it's really hard just to be Bill O'Brien, who was winning his division with average quarterbacks.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Start Saturday strong with Big Noon Saturday as Blake Corum and number 4 Michigan take on Indiana. Then it's a pair of huge matchups in the Pac-12 as 11th-ranked Utah takes on number 18 UCLA at the Rose Bowl.
Good.
And across town, 6th-ranked USC hosts Washington State at the Coliseum, all on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
That's a good weekend. Washington State, USC.
I just noticed, so Utah plays UCLA this week and USC next week.
I know.
This is a dangerous spot for Utah on the road, huh?
Utah's a better team than UCLA and USC.
Certainly, but they have the USC game circled, and then could this game sneak up on them? Like, UCLA.
Very clever.
We got USC next week. It's a big game, you know, on campus. Probably a night game, right, in Utah?
Boy, those are good games.
It's going to be lit. Let's go Bruins this weekend, huh?
USC's doing fireworks now at their games. Very exciting. How's things at Oklahoma? I haven't checked.
Oh, God.
Okay, J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News. There.
unnecessary dig at Oklahoma. Let's start with the 49ers. Their defense dominated the Rams last night, 24-9. Rams made three trips to the red zone, were held to a field goal each time. It's the first time since Matt Stafford joined the Rams that they were held without a touchdown. Nick Bosa made a strong statement on how he feels about the defensive unit.
I think it's best in the league. That's kind of our mindset every year, and this year we have the personnel to do it. Not that we haven't in the past, but just all three levels is elite players.
Yeah, no, their linebackers are out of this world.
The safety from USC is awesome.
Hufanga is unbelievable, yeah. And he's classic Niner, totally physical. I don't love their corners. I think the Rams have better corners. But when they get Trent Williams back, they're just, boy, they just, everything is difficult. I mean, look at it. Everything is difficult.
How funny is it if they go to the Super Bowl with Garoppolo?
Oh, I can't. I'm going to go because we're going there this year. Usually I come home on Friday.
Fox Super Bowl, that's right.
I think I may stay. I think San Francisco, this morning, the only team that matches up with them in the NFC, I think, is Philadelphia.
Not Tampa.
Well,
they're physical. That's
I know, but can Tom withstand that pass rush?
Yeah, I'll stay at the Super Bowl if the Jets are in it. I'm 100% going to stay. Hey, quick note. I just got this, Colin. The Rams, Stafford was sacked 7 times last night, and he was sacked 7 times against Buffalo. So now they've played two good defenses, two elite defenses, and Stafford has been on his butt all night.
Well, okay, but are you blaming Stafford?
No, I'm just saying this Rams team is not good.
No,
that offensive line, it's not fixable either. Like,
well, when Van Jefferson gets back. Okay, if Van Jefferson gets back, yeah. Brian Allen, the center's coming back. They're both going to come back in the same time. Okay, that's Brian Allen's a top 10 center. Van's a great 3, average 2. If Allen Robinson can be 3 targets, 2, I mean, something. He's invisible. It's not, I still think they're a playoff team. They're just not a pretty team.
Yeah, he had 2 catches for 6 yards,
dude,
I think, last night.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Mr. Unlimited, the guy who gives himself nicknames, Russell Wilson. Slow start in Denver, but his replacement in Seattle. How about Geno Smith, Colin? Stepped up in these last few weeks. Seattle's 48-45 win over the Lions on Sunday was impressive for Geno Smith. Everybody loves him. Tight end Will Disley was asked if he thought Geno was exceeding expectations since taking over for Russ. He said, listen, man, it's week 4. Let's stop talking about that guy. Geno is doing a great job.
He is.
I'm stunned that really do not like him.
Of all the teams, all of us believe this. We thought Chicago would be bad, Washington would be bad, Atlanta, Seattle. Seattle did something this past draft. They went and got 2 tackles out of college. They're both fantastic. So now Charles Cross could make a Pro Bowl. He's been unbelievable.
Let's settle down. It was the Lions.
And then they got the Lucas kid on the other side. Yeah. So now, I'm saying is, they got the receivers. They've got the backs, Rashad Penny and the Walker from Michigan State. The tight ends are Noah Fant and Disley. They need this next quarterback who comes in. He's got some pieces now.
So,
and they have 2 1s, 2 2s, and 2 4s in the draft.
Okay. 2 weeks ago, they shredded the Falcons, which everybody does. Falcons defense is terrible. Jacoby Brissett moved up and down the field against. And then this week, they torched the Lions. Colin, it's early. They face the Saints this week. This is a real defense. Remember what the Niners did to Geno Smith? Could not even get close to the end zone. 0 points for the offense. They had a special teams touchdown. I think reality hits Geno Smith this week. I think I might load up on the New Orleans Saints against Seattle. And final story, we got to go to the NBA. Ben Simmons, you see his NBA debut last night.
Woo!
Look at him. Getting up.
Yeah.
Going down, big fella.
Wow.
Oh, he looks so athletic, Colin. These highlights are great. There was a no-look pass that went viral last night because every NBA preseason highlight is destined to go viral. Let's see, 19 minutes, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal. No issues on the Nets bench last night. Kyrie Irving looked to be in a jolly manner.
I just want to see Ben Simmons play. I'm genuinely excited because I do believe length, defense, distribution, I think he's fantastic. I really do. I think he is. How many 6'10 point guards that defend are there in league history?
Magic
None.
Johnson.
Magic wasn't a great
defender. You're right.
Yeah. No, I mean, this kid is 6'10", long, strong, defends, distribution. If he did not shoot this year outside of a dunk or a layup, they'd be fine. Joe Harris, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Patty Mills. They got shooters. They need length, defense, and distribution. It could be great. I don't trust them, but it could be amazing. I think they're going to be really interesting.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Ben Simmons. I'm rooting for Kevin Durant. But Colin, we talk about this all the time. How do you handle adversity? When anything goes wrong with this team, you know KD and Kyrie are going to point at Ben Simmons and be like, well, this guy's not. He can't shoot. He's not.
Right.
He's going to be the guy to blame. And how will he handle that mentally? I don't know. This will be a spectacular implosion if it happens.
Right? All right. Good stuff. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
I've told you what I do when the NBA season starts. So I do my workout every day at 4:30 on the old treadmill. And that's a perfect time to watch early NBA games. So I actually, during the football season, will watch a lot of Eastern Conference NBA stuff. So Philadelphia now is a team I want to watch. Because if you look at what the Nets are, Simmons is exactly what you'd want. Not going to take shots. Length and defense, great distributor to Durant, Kyrie. On paper, it should be a spectacular fit. On paper. But, you know, he has struggled with self-confidence or, you know, his mentals, whatever.
Can I ask if you watched any of the Lakers-Kings game last
night? No, Skip was all over it, I bet. I didn't watch a second of
it. Lakers lost by 30.
To Sacramento.
They did. LeBron 0 for 7. I did not watch it. I did talk about it on the, you know.
Yeah, I didn't see
I'll
it.
Just leave it at that.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+ age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Good to have you in. By the way, Shanahan is now 8-4 against McVay, and that's with a less talented quarterback. I think Goff and Stafford are more talented than Garoppolo. Shanahan is 3-2 against Matt LaFleur with a less talented quarterback. So there's three young coaches in the league. Everybody acknowledges are pretty sharp, right? Shanahan, McVay, and Matt LaFleur. I have been told by an NFL executive last year, or actually earlier this year, he said, of the three, Shanahan's the brains. He's the smartest of the three. McVay is the culture builder. He walks into a room, can really own it. And LaFleur's more of a relationship guy. He has been able to kind of get Aaron off his pedestal occasionally. But, I mean, if you look at Kyle, that's why I always defend Jimmy Garoppolo. Matt Ryan was an MVP. Brian Hoyer had a winning season, and Matt Schaub made a Pro Bowl. He's not looking for runaround quarterbacks. He wanted Mac Jones. He wanted Kirk Cousins. He wanted Brady. He doesn't want guys running around. He wants guys that run his offense. And when they do, you know, because LaFleur, Shanahan, and McVay, they all develop run games. They have that in common. But I think, I mean, just think about this. Matt Schaub, Pro Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo, Super Bowl. Matt Ryan, MVP. Brian Hoyer, winning record. That's the best offensive coach in football, not name Andy Reid. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. Brian Hoyer had a winning record in 13 starts. Pretty, before he got hurt, pretty remarkable. Didn't Hoyer get hurt that year? I think. By the way, the New York Post is reporting, page 6, which is, they have a journalist that covers this stuff, that Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen have hired divorce attorneys. So, first of all, it's awful. There's kids involved. It's no fun. I mean, they're both going to be able to afford dinner tomorrow night. But my initial takeaway when I heard the story out of the New York Post is Tom wants to keep playing, and Gisele put her foot down, and Brady is looking at the NFC, and he said, who's getting to the Super Bowl? Me. I have to go through Garoppolo, or Aaron has no number one. I think a lot of it is he is playing so well. Now, again, he doesn't face Mahomes in the AFC or Josh Allen. He's not in the AFC. He's in the NFC. He looks at it and he says, Jalen Hurts, Aaron without receivers, Jimmy Garoppolo, Matt Stafford and that O-line. I think Brady looks at it and thinks, now I've got Bruce Arians out. I've got my guy. I run the offense. He runs the defense. They've overcome injuries. I think I'm just speculating here. New York Post says they've hired divorce attorneys, but my takeaway is then it's not Tom's last year. He wants to keep playing. And his kids are getting older, so kids aren't – once your kids get to 12, 13, 14, 15, kids are doing stuff with kids is, you know, they're getting older. He's got good relationships there. But that would be my takeaway is she put her foot down and he's like, I don't know. I watched them Sunday night and I'm thinking to myself, I think he throws with more accuracy and more velocity than I have seen him throw in years. Seriously.
If you look at that Bucs schedule, it gets very easy. And Brady's going to get all his guys healthy. The offensive line's going to get healthy.
Division's the worst in
football.
They're
going to go on a run and probably be something like 10-3 at one point. And, you know, I'm going to be like, when is Tom Brady ever going to leave this sport? The answer might be not for a few years.
So that story is out there by people who do this for a living. So, you know, Sean Payton coming up last hour on the show. I don't think there's a great – put the my herd hierarchy up again. I don't think there's a great team in the NFL. For instance, my herd hierarchy, I think every team in this league has a hole. It's a salary cap. Like, I think the Chiefs are the best team in the league, mostly because I love Mahomes, Andy Reid, and their weapons. I think they're really smart and really talented. But Kansas City's pass defense is, like, last in the NFL. What they've decided to spend their money on is their run defense – so Kansas City's not going to allow you to take the ball away from Mahomes. So you can't run on the Chiefs this year, but you can pass on them, and it's not a very good secondary. So what does that tell you? It means they're going to be holding on for dear life in shootouts. Philadelphia doesn't appear to have a huge weakness, though I don't think any of us think Jalen Hurts is yet Mahomes, Herbert, Allen in the pocket. Buffalo has no run game. So Buffalo can struggle to put games away and freeze you out. What Buffalo would like to do, they got a lead on you, and they go on a 7-minute drive, they run the ball, they eat the clock. But they can't run the ball. Tampa Bay, not healthy. I mean, I think that's the issue. Their O-line now is banged up. Their receivers are not dependable. They're banged up. Their run game can be hit and miss. San Francisco, Garoppolo. Baltimore, suddenly, they're the weirdest team in the league. Can't win at home. Terrible pass defense. I like Cincinnati more than you, but I do think there's the issue of they don't protect Joe Burrow as well as they should. I think they're solved. Miami, we got a Tua health issue. Jacksonville feels young, talented, but young, and Minnesota's got a ceiling.
By the way, Ravens-Bengals, I think this weekend, that's a big game for the herd hierarchy. The losers got to drop out at 2-3.
That's why I have them next to each other.
And the Packers, by the way, who are 11, just coming out now, the New York Giants are signing Jake Fromm, not to be confused with the guy from the State Farm commercials. He could be starting for them in London against the Green Bay Packers.
So just think about this. So you don't understand why I'm cynical.
I do.
Just think about the 4-game stretch. Justin Fields, Brady without his top 3 receivers, a 3rd-string New England quarterback, and Jake Fromm. Again, yeah. I've said this about Matt LaFleur. Prove he's a great coach. I think he's a smart guy. But this division, the last time he played Minnesota, he got shelled. They're basically 500 against the only competent front office in their division, Minnesota, over the last... Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers split. That's the only competent team in their division upstairs in ownership and front office and quarterback play over the last 4 years, and they split with them. So my take on Green Bay is, it's the same thing in college football. You can come from a weaker conference and beat everybody up, and then you have to play the SEC, and it's a reality check. You know, Cincinnati looked unbeatable last year. Then they faced Alabama, and you realize they got a couple of good players. Sauce Gardner, nice quarterback, but it's Cincinnati. Yeah. So my thing on Green Bay, I'm not picking on them, but they are getting, and this happens every year, there's a team that just gets break after break after. Aaron Rodgers, to his credit, said yesterday or Sunday, this is not sustainable. I mean, you watch that New England game. If Mac Jones plays... They win that
it's
game.
Interesting. So who do you have at 12? Was it Cowboys?
Yeah, Cowboys. No? I would say after watching the Rams have another offensive injury last night, I would bet Dallas this week.
That's interesting. They're getting 4.5. So does that mean the Jets would be 13?
No.
After the wins over the Steelers?
But.
And the Browns?
But I'll say this about the Jets. You have to feel good that your young quarterback, though not refined, on the road against Tomlin, engineered 2 great drives. Here's what we know about the Jets. We like the GM a lot.
We do.
Owner, quarterback, coach, we're not sure. If I had to say who is second in line after the GM, I think it's Zach Wilson over Saleh.
Ooh.
I think he's got a lot of talent. I think there's some Johnny Manziel. He'll break your heart, but there's something there.
If he beats the Dolphins this weekend, I will probably come in on Monday.
Drunk.
Maybe. A little fired up. I'll just say that.
Okay. Stock market's in a free fall these days. Where do you find safe harbor? How about gold and silver? Legacy precious metals. Go to legacypminvestments.com or call 866-674-HERD. Hour 3 next.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.